Okay, so growing up, we've always heard how college or getting your education is a good debt. And I believe that it justified the notion of, hey, if I have to take out student loans to go to the school I need to go to get what I need in terms of my degree, that it's a good thing. And in some cases, you know, that works. But as we see with the latest student loan debt crisis, that it didn't work that way for everybody. And so I think going forward, regardless of if student loans are decreased, giving relief, or they remain as they are, there has to be a change in the way we approach it for future students. If a student is graduating high school and they're trying to decide, should I even go to college? Which college should I attend? I think we have to go away from telling them it's a good debt unless we give them the ramifications of where it could be a good debt. If you know your starting salary, and I mean starting salary, not what you want to make, what not what you know people make now, but if you know the average starting salary where you are, and that starting salary is more than what your college tuition will be, then maybe that's not a bad idea. Okay? I think when we look at, oh, this is how much I hope to make, so therefore, if I borrow half of that, then I'm good. But then you graduate college and don't make what you thought you was going to make in terms of your yearly salary. And now all of a sudden, you owe more than what you're making because interest is tacking on to what you owe. So I think there has to be more research involved. There has to be more understanding and more realistic thinking involved. I know I cannot come out of college making necessarily what somebody who was already in the field for a number of years makes, not unless the standard of living for that field has changed or associated with that field has changed. I can recall coming out of college making a certain amount of per hour in my health field, but then you know you hear things from older techs like, wow, they come out of school making that nowadays. And so I think because the technology was evolving, the workforce as a whole was evolving, the way hospitals were administered was evolving. I think you saw a raise among new graduates in just about every field. So I can understand that aspect, but at no time did I ever think, you know, I'm gonna make so much where it's okay to borrow what I want, more than just what I need, but what I want in order to attend a certain school. I think there has to be a conversation that goes back to why did you choose that school if you knew there were no scholarships involved? And even if there were scholarships involved, did you weigh the total dime of what you were going to pay out of pocket? Because if I knew that I was going to have to be responsible for X amount of dollars and I didn't have X amount of dollars, then okay, that might determine, well, if I can go to this other school for the same major, for the same degree, for the same program, and pay less, why is that not an offer on the table again? Are we in such a hurry to get free students that you don't weigh the cost? Parents, are you in such a hurry for them to go to college and you're not honest with them about the cost? But to tell them, well, taking out student loans is worth investing in your education. Not if it's the wrong amount of loans, not if it's an education that they are unsure about. What are you investing in? A degree that they don't plan to use? A degree that they're going to change as soon as they finish that degree and say, well, you know what? I really didn't want this, but I did it because my parents wanted me to, or because I thought it was a great field. And I understand certain situations. Hey, you put in your time and effort and you feel like, hey, I'm at the end. Let me just finish this off before I change my mind to do something else. Those situations happen. But look at what you put in financially to get that done. was it worth it? Will it be worth it if you haven't already done it? Please consider the cost, because if you think that there's always going to be somebody who appears to repay the money you owe, regardless of if it's a philanthropist or a politician, you're going to be rudely awakened when that doesn't happen and you owe what you owe. But if what you owe justified what you're going to make, then you might be okay, because you can say over the next few years, this will get paid off because this is how I plan to do it. This is how much I know I will make, and I don't owe that much. That's fair. That's when it becomes a good debt, because you know you're going to have some equity behind that debt. You're going to always make more than what you owe. But for some people, they never make more than what they owe. And so that school and its luxury at the time that they went is no longer a good debt for them. It's a lingering debt that they can't come from under. I hope that tip helps you. Think about it strongly. Weigh the cost of everything: tuition, room and board, fees, permits, location, everything. Just weigh it all. And stop thinking that college is a good debt that equals, in your mind, I can borrow as much as I want or what I think I need for these next 4 years and be okay. Because that may not be the case. Again, hope that tip helps. As always, flip the coin over. Hey, thank you again for tuning in and listening to Flip the Coin Over Education Edition. I hope that has helped you in some way. Feel free to share with others. Also, check out my new Instagram page for Flip the Coin Over at Flip the Coin Over. Also on Twitter at Flip the Coin Over. You can find out more about me, T.A. Acker, by visiting my website, www.taacker.com. Check me out on Facebook, T.A. Acker LLC, or on Instagram at T.A. Acker. Look forward to hearing from you soon. Take care.